This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The blues world has its fair share of women legends. North Carolina's Elizabeth Cotton and Etta Baker made names for themselves in the state and beyond with their original styles. But women in blues are often overshadowed by the men. A group of women from the Triad is looking to change all of that. The Gate City Divas are music veterans from the Triad. They each have a minimum of 20 years in the biz, either writing, playing in bands, or touring around the world. With a grant from Arts Greensboro, they set out to create an album of original songs written by women in the Triad. And after the album came out, they decided to turn that group into an official band. Joining me now are some of the members of the Gate City Divas: Christy Jackson on keyboard and vocals, also on vocals Julie Bean, Lauren Myers, and Virginia Macias. Welcome to The State of Things. Christy, tell us a little more about how this group came together and that original project of yours.
It's actually not my project at all, but I was sure thrilled to be a part of it. But Sheila Kleinfelder actually had the vision for this band, and she just wanted, I think, to have a lot of fun with her girlfriends, who happen to be musicians, and create an original project with a lot of the seasoned, female musicians in this market. And she was the one that took the initiative to go after the grant and got it and assembled four of us here today. We're missing some divas here. But it was Sheila's project. She pulled me in and got me involved early on because she knew I was a songwriter. So, and she did want it to be an original project. So, and it just developed from there.
Well, Julie Bean, this is a stripped-down version. It's a much larger group ordinarily. Tell us what we see and kind of what everybody brings to the table if they were all here.
Well, we are 8 divas total, and we have a total of between 18 and 22 people that generally play with us when we do gigs. We have like 5 guitarists and 3 or 4 bassists and 5 people on percussion and horn section, although we don't all play at the same time. So whenever we perform, one of the divas with some background vocals oftentimes will perform with different folks from our honorary divas. We come from very diverse musical backgrounds, and I've been lucky to play with Sheila Kleinfelder in the band Ladies Auxiliary for the last 25 years, and Lauren plays drums, and Virginia plays bass, and I play rhythm guitar, and Sheila plays lead guitar and sings. And so she was coming up with this idea for the divas, and included all of us, and then thought about who would be some other really fun people that we've had a chance to play with or work with over the years or somehow connected with, and put together this recording project. And so that's kind of how it all got started.
Including original songs. Christy, you wrote a number of the songs, including the one you're going to play for us in a second, a song that was actually recorded by Reba McEntire, right? Take it back?
Yeah, it sure was.
Tell us about
that song.
Back in the
early 90s. I was a struggling songwriter, mailing tapes and cassette tapes to trash cans, I'm sure, all over the United States. And got lucky with this one. And it was, I didn't even mail it. I was a DJ. I had written a song for the band I was playing with at the time, which was a beach band. And DJ was spending our date myself, 45, and said, wow, I can hear Reba McEntire singing that song. And I was like, that's awesome. Make that happen, But I said, do you know anybody from Reba's camp? And he said, no, I just thought I would, just send it to them, So he did. He mailed it, mailed a copy to Attention Narvel Blackstock. And if you know anything about Reba, that's her husband or her ex-husband now. But for whatever reason, he opened it. He played it. This is ridiculously miraculous because that doesn't happen in the music business. And the next minute I know, I'm getting a phone call from the A&R of MCA Records. Calling and asking to speak to Christy Jackson, and I'm like, she's in a meeting, Holy moly, it was just crazy, So at any rate, long story short, it's the rest is history. It became her first single off of It's Your Call record, went on to a box set of greatest hits. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And keeps on giving to this day.
Wow, that's great. Well, the lesson here is to find an artist whose husband likes to open her mail.
Amen.
There you go. Will you do the song for us? Take it back?
Absolutely. All right. You talked me into moving in and giving you my key. You said you'd be a mess now if it hadn't been for me. You said I stole your heart away by looking in your eyes. I wonder now how many times you sold that bag of lies. If this is how you act when you give your heart away, well, take it back. I'll take it back.
Take it back.
You told me I was everything you wanted and more. Then tell me what you're doing now, sneaking out the back door. You're bringing home flowers and a bottle of Chablis. You forgot I don't drink wine. I know that bottle's not for me. If this is how you act when you give your heart away, well, take it back.
Take it back.
I'll take it back.
Take it back.
Hey, you must think I'm blind and I don't smell your new cologne. And you don't think I notice all the nights I stand alone. Well, I'm not one for sitting around in some old pity pool. You think you got a ticket and I must be some kind of fool. Well, I hate to steal your thunder, but you're playing days are through. At least see out with me, cause babe, I got no use for you. Tonight laying on the street, babe, your bag is packed. Oh, I'll take it back.
Take it back.
Gone, take it back.
Take it back.
Hey, you must think I'm blind and I don't smell your new cologne. And you don't think I notice all the nights I stand alone. But I'm not one for sitting around in some old pity pool. You think you got a ticket and I must be some kind of fool. Well, I hate to steal your thunder, but your playing days are through. At least see you with me, cause babe, I got no use for you. Tonight lagging on the street, babe, your bag is packed. Well, take it back.
Take it back.
Gonna take it back.
Take it back.
Yeah, take it back.
Take it back.
Gonna take it back.
Take it back.
Take it back. The Gate City Divas, live on the State of Things. Just a few of them here with us today. Christy Jackson, Julie Bean, Lauren Myers, and Virginia Macias. Greensboro-based band, R&B group, Gate City Divas, performing Take It Back. They're going to play Saturday, May 20th, at the Carolina Blues Festival in Greensboro's Barber Park Amphitheater. We've got links to that at our website, stateofthings.org. What a great song. And a great rendition. Just I can imagine it with the whole band. It'd be kind of great stuff. Well, let's talk more about that whole band, Julie, because there are a lot of people here, and they all have other lives. How do you balance these things? I mean, how do people come together? How often do you practice? How do you keep it in balance?
I think it's very tricky when there's a lot of us, but I think there's a lot of passion for the people that are involved in this project, because it's not all about, you know, proving anything to anybody or making a lot of money or anything like this. It just is about, you know, doing our own thing and do things that we love and care about. And so everybody's really excited to be in the project. It is extremely challenging trying to get, you know, 18, 20 people scheduled together to even try to record in the studio with Earth Tone Studios with Benji Johnson was great. And basically what we do is we just send out an email and say, hey, who can practice on this night? And hopefully we have enough people. And if there's not enough, then we kind of tweak what songs that we're going to be practicing for that night. So,
what about the recording? Do you have to do multi-tracks? I mean, people, were we all there together?
Yes, yeah. We recorded for, it was like 10 months to put the CD together, and we just had a great, great old big time in the studio. We would, you know, different people would come in different nights, but it was always welcome. Anybody come in and just have fun, and we'd have food and dance and eat and sing and listen. Well,
sounds
and
like it's time for a new album. Don't you think? Yeah. Well, would you do a song for us now? Do another song for us?
Sure.
That'd be great.
Got a woman who makes me happy like I've never been before. What's a girl to do trying to sing the blues when I don't have the blues no more? On a whim, she brings me flowers when she loves on me, I'm sure. This time it's for real, the way she makes me feel, and I don't have the blues no more. Shot
the woman I was looking for. Now I've got a woman who's sensitive and strong. Now everything's going like nothing's wrong. How am I supposed to sound unhappy with the woman I adore? I guess you all can tell things are going well, that I don't have the blues no more. My credibility is shot. The woman I was looking for, now I've got a woman so sensitive and strong. Now everything's going like nothing's wrong. How am I supposed to sound so lonely when she's walking through my door? What I've got, guess I'll start singing pop, 'cause I don't have the blues no more. What I've got, guess I'll start singing pop, 'cause I don't have the blues no. Can't sing the blues no. Don't have the blues no more.
Yeah. That's Virginia Macias, Christy Jackson of the Gate City Divas doing a song called Don't Have the Blues No More. The backup dancers on that song were Julie Bean and Lauren Myers, who are a couple of band members with us here. Christy, you wrote that song, and I understand it's a little autobiographical, right?
Well, yeah. most of my songs are autobiographical, unless I'm stealing from friends' lives. Sorry. It happens. But, that one kind of just speaks to the phenomena, at least for me, that if I get into a really good, happy place, I tend to quit writing because writing's an outlet for me. I mean, that's how I process pain. That's how I process grief. That's how I process, emotions and usually, hard feelings. But, when I'm in a good mood, I shop for shoes or something. I don't write music. So that song just kind of speaks to the phenomenon of, when I'm happy, it's like...
Well,
the muse kind of dries up on me.
But that gets to what we were talking about, Andrew Farrer,
exactly.
Right? The psychiatrist about. Do you need to be exactly. in the blues to write the blues?
Not anymore. I think that's one thing that age and wisdom has taught me is that I don't have to torment myself anymore. I can live vicariously through someone else's tormented life.
Thank God for miserable friends, don't you say? Yeah.
Serious. But I mean, I'm older, I'm wiser, I can empathize now. I don't have to go through everything in order to write about it now, which is really nice because it was wearing me out there for a while.
hard to find time to write. I'm so miserable. listen, I'm going to leave you time to play us out. But first, maybe you can tell us about this next song, Baby's Been Burned, because there's a story behind that.
Little one, it's just as a songwriter, you tend to be an observer of life. And so after playing many bars and many clubs, sometimes you see people and you just imagine what their backstory would be. And so this particular song, I decided I would just make up this person's backstory.
Well, and actually, talk about this, because I said you've got each 20 years experience. Maybe, Julie, I'll put the question to you. What does that mean? I mean, why is that important to you to have people who have that much experience?
I think that for us, it's very interesting to play with people who have similar amounts of time and experience. We're not all youngsters out here trying to play music. We're who we are, and I think it just kind of speaks to, some of us didn't start playing the blues until we were, in our 20s. All of us love the blues, but I think that it can start any time, and so we've kind of some of us have kind of grown up with blues in the community and have been mentored and really supported by a lot of people in the community. At least I can speak for Sheila and I for that.
Well, I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but I want to thank you, Julie Bean, along with Christy Jackson, Lauren Myers, and Virginia Macias, a few of the members of the Gate City Divas, who you can hear Saturday, May 20th at the Carolina Blues Festival, Greensboro's Barber Park Amphitheater. We've got the information about that Blues Festival at our website, stateofthings.org. Thank you very much for being with us. I want to give you some applause right now and tell everybody that you're listening to The State of Things, produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton, Norman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley is our technical director with lots of help today. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Gate City Divas.
Just lost a friend. The place is smoking, the music's hot. You always stand in that same old spot, in the corner at the end of a bar, on your own again. Who was she, darling, that broke your heart? Put out your fire and stole your spark. Baby's been burned. Baby's been burned. I feel for you. I've been there too. Maybe I could substitute. Baby boy, she must have hurt you bad. Burned you good and left you flat. It doesn't need to take a long time for a heart to heal. Open your eyes, 'cause in front of your face might be the ember that'll take a place. Baby's been burned. Baby's been burned. Ooh. I hate to see a good man down. I'm sure I could help. One way get off of the pain is to stop and light another flame. Baby's been burned. 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 Baby's been burned.
Thank you.